Now let's turn to page 6 and look at one of the most important language models within neurolinguistic programming, the Milton model. So the Milton model was created by Bandler and Grinder, modeling the hypnotic language patterns of Milton Erickson. Milton Erickson is taken as being one of the greatest hypnotherapists of all time. So the Milton model enables you personally to begin to be able to create hypnotic language patterns like Milton Erickson. The way that it works is that the hypnotic language patterns of the Milton model are artfully vague, which means that when you communicate with someone using Milton model patterns, their conscious mind very, very quickly overflows its 7 plus or minus 2 buffer. Because every single statement that you make, there are multiple meanings to it. A person's conscious mind is going, did he mean this or did he mean this? Or could it be this? But whilst the conscious mind's attempting to work that out, you're busy firing off another Milton model pattern, which very, very quickly overloads the 7 plus or minus 2 chunks of information the conscious mind can pay attention to. So this depotentiates the conscious mind and has the client begin to go into a trance. So what we can use the Milton model for is communicating with someone which induces trance. And that might be a light trance, a medium trance, or a deep trance. And also it increases rapport. Because your language is artfully vague, it allows the other person to fit their model of the world to what you're saying. So they think that you actually think the same way as them. That's the perception that you create. So the Milton model patterns enable you to increase rapport, induce trance, communicate directly with someone else's unconscious mind, and to begin to create the kind of internal representations which will enable the client to get the kind of result that they want.